Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 440 for Friday, June the 17th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished higher Friday as advances in U.S. soy outweighed negative action in the Canadian currency. Canola was anywhere from $2 to $5 higher, with the July contract checking in at $511.70 a ton, that's up $2.20, while the November contract finished at $518.10 a ton, that's up $3.10. Crude oil and the vegetable oil market were both higher, which was bullish for canola. Traders were positioning themselves before the weekend, and there were ideas that yesterday's losses were overdone. However, on the other side, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to international buyers. Oilseed crops on both sides of the border are in good shape right now. Canola is range-bound, but that could easily change with a weather event. Commercial demand has been steady, and that was supportive. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 11 to 12 cents higher. The July contract checked in at $4.37 a bushel. The market was boosted by weather forecasts calling for extreme heat in the U.S. Midwest next week. Already, 96% of the corn crop has emerged, according to the USDA. Three quarters of it is in good to excellent shape. The market remains bullish on most long-term charts. Feed supplies in parts of China are getting tight right now due to the slowdown in corn exports from South America, so that could open up some avenues for U.S. exporters. Soybeans finished 24 to 28 cents stronger. The July contract was at $11.58 a bushel. The market corrected itself on ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. Traders are also swapping out positions in the soon-to-expire July contract in favor of the more deferred values. Commercials were buying in light volumes today. The market will be vulnerable to future sell-offs, though, depending on the weather. Wheat was 6 to 8 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $4.79 a bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest should be nearly half done by late next week. This week was generally favorable for field work and other harvest activity. The estimate for wheat production in the European Union has fallen down to 146 million tons. That compares to the earlier estimate of 157 million tons. So that is good news for U.S. companies. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, June 17th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.